Underwriting support for Between the Stacks comes from Lakeville Books and Stationery, 329 Main Street in Lakeville, Connecticut, offering a wide selection of illustrated books, fine writing needs, and more. On the web, lakevillebooks.com. Robin Hood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local libraries.
Hello, my name is Rhiannon Leo Jameson. I'm from the Northeast Millerton Library, and I'm with...
Hi, I'm Margaret Hask, and I'm with the Cornwall, Connecticut Library.
Well, it's summer reading.
Right.
I always wondered, since you're a Connecticut library, do you do the same summer reading program as New York?
Oh, I don't know if it's the same summer reading as New York. They do have the Governor's Challenge, but I don't usually participate in that. The times we've done a reading challenge, we've done sort of our own challenge. We haven't sort of coordinated with the Governor's Challenge.
We've done things like that with our, Susan Serino has done things with that with us, our state rep. But we use this theme, and this year it's Color Our World, which is a fun theme.
That's nice. So do they give you, like, does the state supply, like, materials, like stickers and things like that?
Yeah. Well, not actual content, but, like, more of guidance on different program ideas and artwork and things like that.
So you do that, then? You participate in that whole challenge?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun. It's a nice theme. It helps tie together the different programs that we're doing and things like that. And, this year we have, like, every week in July and a little bit in August while we're doing the summer reading program has a color theme. So I'm excited for the bluey theme that's coming near the end of the month.
Well, that's fun. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
We're not doing a particular reading challenge this year. We've tried them, and we haven't had a lot of success with them, which is why we tried to personalize them for Cornwall, and then that didn't really work either. It seems like our readers read, and the challenges didn't bring in other people who you might not be reading. So what I did do this year, which I do most years, is I bought a lot of summer reading for the kids. So I bought 40 young adult books, and I'm sort of advertising that around town that, you know, we've got all of these young adult books now. So I'm hoping to capture the kids, you know, home from school with that collection. And the grade school gives us all their Nutmeg award-winning books. Well, they loan them to us for the summer. So I have that whole collection as well in the library. So it's nice. We have a lot of extra reading, but we don't really have a program to push it, except just advertising it.
Yeah, and we don't really do reading challenges anymore, much for the same reason. People just wanted to read what they wanted to read, and they have enough pressure throughout the year with school, so you're like, in the summer, you read what you want. You get to have fun. So we usually end up doing, like this year, we're doing a bingo sheet and complete activities, and then they can also get raffle tickets and things like that to win prizes, and we have an exciting little capsule machine that they could put tokens in to get prizes from. We're unveiling that soon. I'm very excited about it. So cute.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I'll have to think about some of those things.
I hope so.
And you have a lot of kids participate with that?
Yeah. We've always been very good with getting kids to our bigger events. So I'm expecting, we have a lot planned. We have another STEM workshop planned with Kathy Searcy. She's doing Light Up Windmills. And I'm expecting that's going to be full. That's going to be great. She did something with us before where she did light up wobble bots, where they took apart these little solar light fixtures and put them to other containers and decorated them, and then they would wobble across the floor once they're in sunlight. So this is kind of
great.
The same thing. Talk about renewable resources and energy. It's the
that
green
sounds
week.
Wonderful. Well, we're doing a lot for the kids this summer, but just not the reading challenge. We have our 2 weeks of summer camp, which is a full-day camp from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, for 2 weeks in July. And each one of those days, we have our own activities, but we also have two special activities for the kids. So we have somebody coming in doing a huge variety of things. It's really interesting. So we might have somebody do music, and we might have somebody who brings in his collection of rocks, you know, to show that. And then, you know, it's widely varied. So there's a lot of interesting programs for the kids in those 2 weeks.
Yeah. I'm always kind of amazed when libraries are able to do camps. Like, I've never gotten a chance to work at a library, and we haven't had the opportunity to do it here, where they would have a drop-off camp. It seems like a lot of fun, but also very intense couple of days.
It is a lot of fun, but it is very intense. We decided several years ago when we started doing camps that we wanted to offer a really high-quality camp experience for Cornwall kids at a very inexpensive price. So that's what we've been doing. And, you know, we're just budgeting for it as best we can. And we do have a couple of patrons in town who will pay the tuition, even though it's low. It's hard for some people. But we do have people who will, you know, offer a scholarship to couple of kids, so it's really nice, and but it is a tremendous amount of work, and it takes really months to set up.
Yeah, I don't do children's programming, but I help out where I can, and I'm always impressed and amazed how much work goes into planning summer reading. Like, it starts early in the year, mm-hmm. if not the year prior.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know my director of children's programming started months ago to start putting this together. Because finding all of those, all of the people who are bringing in programs is really challenging. So she needs, you know, 20 programs because she doesn't want to repeat anything. She has two a day.
Wow.
So it is an awful lot. But it's fun for the kids. It's a lot of fun. And it's a nice thing for the parents to know that the kids have, you know, 2 solid weeks of camp. You know, it's inexpensive and it's in town. I think it really works for the parents, too.
You might have already mentioned it and I missed it, but when does your camp run?
They're in July, and let me see. I should know offhand when they run. Let me see where we are. So July 14th through 18th and July 28th through August 1st.
Cool. That's a great time because it's kind of like almost like where the gaps of other camps kind of stop. You can pop in and go to the library camp.
Right. We used to do it at the beginning, like the first week that school let out, and then the last week of summer vacation, because a lot of camps don't do those 2 weeks. But the schedules would change, and we'd plan it, and then school would be, you know, extended by 2 or 3 days, and it just threw everything into chaos. So now we just go for the middle of the month.
Yeah, ours starts, June 28th. It's going to be a huge day in Millerton.
Oh, what's happening?
Well, we have our kickoff at 11 on June 28th, and then at 10 on the front lawn from 10 to 1, we are having a cookie competition. So what they do is you bake 25 cookies, bring them to the library, people come by and vote for their favorite, and then you get a $100 gift card to the Millerton business of your choice. It's a lot of fun. It's a great opportunity to eat lots of cookies.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And then down the street in front of the Millerton Inn, the NECC and the Millerton News are putting together like a street fair. And I think that goes at the same time from 10 to 1, but it might go later in the day. And they have all these other not-for-profits and all these events happening there, and the farmer market's going on that day.
Oh, nice, right.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot. So.
That's a great
day. The town will be very hopping that day.
Yeah. So what do you have coming up in June?
So in June, we have a teen advisory board that it's a group of teens that help plan programs and, you know, help guide the library so we do things that they're interested in. And one of their first events is coming up on June 20th, and that is the Teen Movie Night, which apparently we're not allowed to actually say what it is unless we advertise it in the library.
Oh, huh.
Yeah, we have a funny little license, but it is a recent favorite that people were getting trouble singing in the movie theater, too. So if you want to come sing along in the library, you can.
Wow, okay.
Do you have anything fun coming up?
We have a lot going on in June. I thought we might slow down a little bit this month, but we're not. As always, we have a lot of stuff coming up. We have a painting class, which we have almost always on Saturday mornings. We have an art instructor who comes in and teaches art. And this month she's doing painting and outdoor light. And then we have a program on composting for the backyard gardener. That's on June 14th. And also on June 14th, we have a beautiful art show opening. It's watercolors by Ellen Moon, who's a local artist. Mm. We have a nature book group meeting and discussion. And then our big event for June is Books and Blooms, which is a big fundraiser for us. And it's really a wonderful event. We have a speaker this year. It's Dee Solomon, who's... She's a native habitat restorationist, and she writes the Ungardener column in the mm-hmm. Lakeville Journal. So she's going to talk about gardens on Friday evening, and then we have a reception at the library with music, so it should be a really fun reception. And then the next day on Saturday, that would be the 21st, we have garden tours of four gardens, local gardens, private gardens in Cornwall. And, people very kindly open their gardens to us, and that is just really terrific of them to do it. And it's a wonderful experience for people who go to the gardens. And then the week after that, we have a talk by Holly Lee, who wrote a book called The Big We. She talks about philanthropy, and particularly giving circles. And so she's going to be speaking, and she'll be interviewed on June 28th. So that's a lot.
Wow, that is a lot.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. Look, June is usually our quiet month, too, and it just seemed all of a sudden things started popping up, and it certainly happened to you, my goodness.
It did. I thought we were going to be quiet, and then I thought July would be quiet because the summer camp takes so much energy,
mm-hmm.
But we also have things happening in July. And then in August, we have our Labor Day art sale, which is a really fun event, which is becoming more and more popular, where people donate art to the library, just whatever they have in their house. They don't like anymore, whatever, it doesn't work. They're downsizing. For any reason, they want to get rid of some artwork. They give it to the library, and then we sell it. And it makes a nice profit for the library, and it's a lot of fun.
I really have to come to that. I remember you mentioning that last year, and it does sound wonderful.
It really is fun. It's a great event, and there's a nice reception the opening night of that as well.
I think we might be at the end of our time.
Well, that went fast, didn't it?
That was fast, yeah.
Well, it was nice talking to you.
Yep. It's always a pleasure.
I'll talk to you again next month, I guess.
Yep.
Great.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut. Underwriting support for Between the Stacks comes from Lakeville Books and Stationery, 329 Main Street in Lakeville, Connecticut, offering a wide selection of illustrated books, fine writing needs, and more on the web, lakevillebooks.com.